trouble so far behind. And I can tell that you are my mind.
Time, and we're past the point of no return on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know a few facts about texting and driving. Fact one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reaction as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. And fact four, this has been a public service announcement from StopTextStopRex.org and the Luddites here at WMFO in Medford. We don't use cell phones here. No, we don't. Anyway, at least not when we're driving. Let me explain away this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Huns from Rochester, New York. A CD that made its way to me, courtesy of Mike Murray, who hosts a whole lot of shaking on WIUR and WITH and differentradio.org. Each and every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6. Check it out. Anyway, here are the Huns, and I've got you on my mind. There's a CD called Conquer Ithaca, New York in 1966. I'll probably go over the Jargon Records website and place an order for it. Anyway, before that, you heard The Beguile from 1988 on their 1988 LP, the Dionysus LP, Gone Away, and the track called Bustin' Outta Tights. For that, Preston Epps from 1960 on the Majesty label with Bongo Boogie. The Misfits, a track recorded in 1983, which made its way onto the 1992 CD Earth AD, Wolf's Blood, and Die, Die, My Darling on the Caroline label. And then before that, We kicked off the set, last set of the first hour, with Kit and the Outlaws and Don't Tread on Me, originally released on the Philips label in 1966. I got out of the trash box CD4. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Between shows, that's really the best time. If you want to get, you know, get me thinking about putting together a show, make a request then. All you got to do is email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are. Come on. You know, it's the other 5 billion on this planet or whatever, however many it is. The other billion people on this planet, not me. Anyway, all you got to do is go over to Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Anyway, I got to duck for a minute because I got to cue something up. Coming up in this second hour will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours. You miss me? Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours. Just let me be.
Christ's sake.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Something I ain't got. I'm gonna add her to my collection of fishes from the sea. I'm gonna give her all my affection, just you wait and see.
Johnny, you must stop believing in those fairy tales.
I believe in mermaids, you believe in whales. I'm gonna keep her neat and tidy on my little shelf. If she finds it kinda lonely, I'll climb up myself. Where to find her, no one except me. I'm gonna get me a sailing boat and sail the ocean wide. One fine day I'll find my mermaid drifting on the tide.
Johnny, now you're a sailor boy, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna get me a mermaid, maybe even two.
Johnny, you neglect your schooling, that's a mighty bad.
I don't need schooling, I'm not. I'm just like my dad.
La 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 la. One, two, cha cha cha. La 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 la. One, two, cha cha cha. Johnny, you won't find a mermaid in the deep blue sea.
Nobody knows just where to find her, no one except me. I'm gonna get me a sailing boat.
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
She's my girl. Broke her heart.
7:23 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard Jimmy Merchant and My Girl Now, track released in 1965 on the Bomar label. Before that, Apollo's Apaches, whose tracks have been comped numerous times. A previously unreleased track, I have no idea when it was recorded, but Apollo's Apaches did Be Good to Me. I got off the compilation, Yeah, 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 which was on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf Arf. I don't know when that was released. I think it was around 2000 or so, the compilation. Johnny Congos and the G-Men from 1962 on the Groove label, to Johnny and the Mermaid. Before that, the Zombies with this week's song that everybody knows, She's Not There. Came out on the self-titled LP on Parrot in 1965, but I'm not gonna lie, I got off a reissue that came out in 2003 on Varese Sarah Band. And we kicked off the set with the Starfires and I Never Loved Her, track originally released on the GI label in 1965. I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 8. Got 35 more minutes to go. Alex from Cloudberry Farm will not be here, but I do believe there's a sub. At least if I read the sub list correctly, that he was going to have a sub. Meanwhile, you got me. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester.
Dad, please tell me no.
From the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Thank you. how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard Dave Myers in the Surf Tone, or in his Surf Tones and Gear. Track originally released on the Wickwire label in 1963. I got off a compilation, Lost Legends of Surf Guitar Volume 1, Wild Surf from Waimea. Came out in 2003 on Sundays. Well, that's the Surfmen. Did Cry, song I played numerous times over the years. It's been comped to several, actually numerous times. Name of the track's called Cry, originally released on the Nemfres label in 1964. If you spell Nemfres backwards, spell Surfmen. So it's a self-release. I got off the compilation, Time Won't Change My Mind. Came out on the Lance label somewhere around the turn of the century. Before that, The Ivories did I'm In Love. Came out in 1957 on Mercury. For that, The Lot did Anne. A 1968 release on the Cadet label and kicked off. And my apologies to Mike Murray. I got to take the toothpaste to that CD with all the IDs on there. But better still, people should start sending me some. Make a whole new CD out of it. Anyway, we kicked off the set with the Affection Collection and Time Rests Heavy on My Hands. This is actually a major label release. Came out in the United Artists in 1967. I got off the compilation Killer Cuts. Got 18 minutes to go before the next show. There should be a sub in for Alex tonight, if I read the sub list correctly. But meanwhile, let's take this old girl home. You listen to Desperate Hours.
Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
9:57 Eastern Time, and he's out. Hi, they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worries from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening right here at MFO. Anyway, you just heard Randy and the Holidays do Living Doll, a track released on the Hickory label in 1968. I got off the compilation Wild Sides Volume 4. Before that, the Cobras, a local band. I think they, yet another band from Metro West. Cobras did Instant Heartache, originally released from the Big Beat label in 1966. I got off the New England Teen Scene CD. Before that, Cheetah Slicks and Hook or Crook. Recorded in 1997, I got off the Cheapo Crip Sampler, Volume 2. Oh, I love the Cheetah Slicks. No, that's not a tear. It's just something. I think there's a leak in the roof. Anyway, the JBs before that did I'm a Loner off of Pebbles, Volume 22, originally released on the RCA Victor label in Canada in 1966. Before that, Roscoe and the Little Green Men did Weird, originally released on the 20th Century Fox label in 1959. I got off of Strum and Mental Part 3. And we kicked it off with the I-Cats from 1965 on the Modern label and Peaches and Cream. Anyway, I don't know if the sub is here or what. But anyway, my name is Alex. And as always, a pleasure is mine. I think it's show went along swimmingly. There's just a few pilot errors here and there. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.